also Bishle v'yantiv Rishon dechtiv lachem ishalachem el v'yantiv Sheni amayle. Why is Gozel possible yantiv Sheni? Yantiv Rishon did not understand that absolute Gozel because simply because we need lachem, and if the asset doesn't belong to the person who holds it, is no mitzvah nitiyah. All right, fine. But yantiv Sheni, since Adam Yetze Bishol, since he can discharge his duty with the Eser Gashol, I mean, so you don't need an Eser be the property of the person. So why is Gozel not good? Gozel. What is the Psul Gozel if not derived from Lochem, Lehitze Sashol Vesa Gozel? It's quite strange. As actually, the Gemore Lule Varove, that Mendim Lamedale, Lochem, Mishel Lochem, Lehitze Sashol Vesagozel. So Gozel should be equated with what? With Shol? And whenever Shol is kosher, Gozel should be kosher. So since Yontif Sheni, Adam Yetzi, Dechavose, Belodav, Yishol Chavere, so Gozel should be kosher, Yontif Sheni. Yeah. And Rashi also in the Mishnah says, Gozel, Posul, Ulkachtem Lochem Ksiv, Mishel Lochem. That's what Rashi says. Gozel, Posul, ולקחתם לכם בשביל. Very interesting. Rashi knew. When Rashi interpreted the Mishnah, he knew very well what the Gemara's answer is going to be. That there is a psul gozel which he has absolutely nothing in common with Lochem. Because mitzvah v'avere. So why did Rashi in the Mishnah emphasize gozel posul lekachtem lachem mishalachem? This is only according to Gemara's question. The Makshin, I mean, didn't know of Mitzvah Avera. But Rashi knew about it. Rashi knows the Sugya. So why did Rashi introduce Gozel Posel Ulkachtem Lochem Ksiv Mishalachem? Since the Sugya arrives at the conclusion that what? That the Gozel is Posel, is disqualified for a different reason, because of Mitzvah Avera. We'll see later about it. Omar Rabbi Yechen, Mishim Rabbi Shim Ben Yechoyim. There is a different reason for Psul Gozel, which is completely not to be identified with Lachem Mishalachem. Mishum Dehavelei Mitzvah Habova Ba'Averom, when a Mitzvah Ba'Averom is Posul. Of course, if it is the Psul of Mitzvah Habova Ba'Averom, it applies to both, to Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni. It's not because of Lachem, because of Mitzvah Habova Ba'Averom. Yeah. So the question is, why does the Gemara in Lulav HaRove say, Lochem, Mishel Lochem, Lehitzi, as I show the Gozel thesis on this question, we'll come to thesis. Yeah. Interesting is, Mitzvah Bob Avere, I mean, after all, we operate with this term, as the term had been mentioned 500 times in Shas. Mitzvah Avere is mentioned only three times. Three times in the entire Shas. One time, the Gemara actually uses it, I would more say, as a metaphor, rather than as a precise aloche. And twice, perhaps twice, once here, and once in Babakam. Here, the Gemara answers, Mishum David, Mitzvah Bob Avero. Interesting is that the Rambam, the expression of Mitzvah Avero, has only once. Used it only once, the Rambam Mitzvah Avero. You know where? In Yuchas, no. Mitzvah Avera not mentioned. Not mentioned. He speaks about Shefer HaGozel, Kosher, Posel, Kosher, if it's Lulav HaGozel, but the term Mitzvah Avera is not mentioned. He mentions it, you know where? In the Surah Mizbeach. As in Makrivim, you cannot offer on the Mizbeach Isurah HaMachol is Asurah. Chodosh, Tevel, Klei HaKerem, Shat Mitishu Mitzvah, Bo Ba'Veiro, Va'Kodish Boruch Huseinu. This is the only time where the Rambam... He actually, I mean, it was, Lulav HaGozel is possible, Yeah, but he doesn't quote the word, the Terem Mitzvah Veres, not the Rambam, the Terem Mitzvah Veres, as far as I know, is only mentioned once.
The Shas... No,
my question, I'm speaking about the Mishneh Terem. The Shas, in Shas is three times. Here, once in Brochus, once in Gimel. Once in Brochus too. Once in Brochus, once in Babakam. What is in Brochus? In Brochus, the Gemara tells our story, Maisi Parabalezer, Sheshicher Esavdei Vishlim El Asor. He needed a Miyan, so he didn't have a Miyan, so he set his Eret free and Nishlim El Asor. Gemara says, Doch Mitzvah Vav Ere. Gemara says, Mitzvah Darav Mishani. So what is the Gemara mean, Mitzvah Vav Ere? You would not be able, because Rabalezer what? I mean, freed, I mean, set his Eved free. And the Gemara thought it's against the Alech and Eved Avedu. So, is the Eved disqualified all his life to join a Miyah? Did it occur to the Gemara? What has it got to do with Mitzvah Bob Avere? You understand it very well. So what does the Gemara mean, Mitzvah Avere? What does it mean, literally, Mitzvah Avere? Mitzvah Avere is always a psu. If the each Mitzvah has an object, a Chifi. If the chifetz, which is indispensable for the kima mitzvah, like Mulef Nesrei, like the shefer, not to say, shefer, matzeh, and so forth, megillah, gzul, all this. If the chifetz, which is indispensable for the kima mitzvah, if the chifetz is somehow connected or linked up with this air, is the chifetz is disqualified. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah by employing this chifetz, correct? Correct. But here, what's here? He freed his Eved, or he liberated his Eved, he gave a star shikha to the Eved, no, what of it? So the Eved is a mitzvah of Avera, it's ridiculous. So what does the Gemara mean, mitzvah of Avera, what says? And the Gemara answers, mitzvah of Rabban Shaina. The Gemara, what does the Gemara mean, mitzvah of Avera, and such a case? He shouldn't have done it. The foundation and the background of mitzvah of Avera is, what is the background? That one is not committed, if one has been permitted. To commit Averes in order to perform a mitzvah, so the whole psul of mitzvah Averes would have been absurd, would have been nonsensical. Since there is aloche of mitzvah Averes, so what do you derive from this aloche? That mitzvah is not a matter, does not simply, there is no license, I mean, granted the person to do a mi'avere in order to make the kima mitzvah possible. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara answers, mitzvah the Rabban Shaina, in such a case, he was permitted to do it mishachar. But the Gemara did not speak about the psul of mitzvah avere in brachas. What does the Gemara speak? That even in that commission of avere is prohibited, even if that commission is indispensable for what?
For mitzvah.
Fine. This is the Gemara. So if you can't take it, I mean, in a sense. Then there's the Gemara in Babi Kame. The Gemara speaks about Shinui Kene. Shinui Kene, Shinui Kene. All right. So the Gemara in Babi Kame has a list of Tanoim who think that Shinui Kene is a God to Gzele. Gozal and the appearance of the Heftze, of the objects, change completely. Whether it's a new identity or not. All right, fine. So the Gemara says, Arei She Gozal Sochid. I don't know, I stole, not in a measure of wheat, flour, not in tochna, on the contrary, I ground it, the offer, I baked it. Vivrish v'meno chalo, mavish chalo, ubirech, yochel, with the same, he has it, tamalena, ubitzea, berech, ni it's Hashem. It means the broche is no good. So the Braise doesn't mention it, so now, ubitzea, berech, so the Gemara says, apparently a Shinui is any Kene. Because if Shinui Kene, so the flower belongs to whom? To him. So why is a Betzer Berer Niz Hashem? So the Gemara answers, perhaps the Tana is of the opinion that Shinui is Kene. Why is he a bit classified as a Betzer Berer Niz Hashem? Ubrocho Shaine. The broche that he made is a broche in vain, on the contrary, it's blasphemous. The broche. Why? Because mikushum dehave mitzvah above avere. That's the matter. What kind of a mitzvah of avere? Is it the same mitzvah of avere as lulev? Let's analyze here. So the gemara in broche so we can dismiss. I mean, the gemara in broche, there's no psulik. The rabbi, you know, very well, he's not disqualified from it. for the rest of his life, which I make me. Because Ablezer has a control, huh? What do you mean, Mr. Aver was the Chale? There is a different mitzvah of Aver. There is a different mitzvah. Here is the mitzvah of Aver. When you speak of mitzvah of Aver, it's basically our mitzvah of Aver. Is mentioned the Gemara only once in Lulav HaGoyim. That's all. We don't that term. You can the Aloha is mentioned in Rosh Hashanah too. At Kei B'Shefa Shaleilo, Yotzo, Le Yotzo. But the terminology of Mitzvah Aveiro you come across only in Lulav HaGoyim. Fine. What is the Gemara Bekamer? What's the Gemara Bekamer? After all, what's Chetz? What's
Chetz? The Broche is talking about.
Only the Broche.
Only the
Gemara Shaini Broche. The Gemara doesn't say. Shaini Broche. Why it's a, what is the mitzvah of Bavere? What is the mitzvah of Bavere in Bavere Kame? How does the mitzvah of Bavere express itself in Bavere Kame? Why is it a mitzvah? I mean, the Chale is the what was Bavere? In here is the mitzvah of Bavere, then the Tilas Lulef itself is a mitzvah of Bavere. Then the Tilas Lulef itself is a mitzvah of Bavere. But the Gemara, what? The Afrosh is Chala mitzvah of Bavere. The Afrosh is Chala, but Chala has nothing to do with mitzvah of Bavere. What did he do? Tochano, Ofo, Tochano, Velosho, anyway. Ofo, if it's Chala, Yochel, the Mechayev of the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Bavere. What is the Mechayev of the mitzvah? Chale, what is the Mechayev of Chale? The Mechayev of Chale, what is the Mechayev? Lishe Afiye. The Lishe and Afiye was Bavira. The Lishe and Afiye itself is what's Xele. I robbed it, but I stole. I stole since a Ganef cannot steal wheat and convert wheat into flour and make a dough out of the flour and bake it. This itself is Xele, you understand? This itself is Xele. Is the Mechayev of Chale is a mitzvah abo bavere. The Mechayev of Chale is a mitzvah abo bavere. Here is the Mechayev. The Mechayev of Lulef is not a mitzvah bavere. Is the first day of Sukkot arrives, I have to take a Lulef. There Chale, there is no Chale without a Mechayev. What's the Mechayev? The formation of a Nisse, you understand? This formation of a Nisse. I take flour and I make a dough, make a yeast, lishe. Where b'chotchem elechem oretz, or before that. Reish tzaris yiseichem. Is the yeast was formed by Avere. The mechayev of the mitzvah is the Avere. The mechayev of mitzvah schale is by Avere. Gzele is mechayev the mitzvah schale. Because the yeast, the lishe itself, is a part of the mice of Gzele. If I'll steal something, I mean, and then I mean, I can do whatever I want with it. Is any change? Any change I bring about or any transformation is Gzele again, is Gzele again.
You
say
if the till of the
lulav
of the
Shav Gzele
would be the same thing?
No, it's not the mitzvah big Gzele. The mitzvah big Gzele.
What's the mitzvah of lulav?
Nitila itself is Zele, of course. I did not, of course. Nitila is Zele. But here is the Gzele not in the Mechayev. The Chiyub Lulev has nothing to do with Gzele. The Gzele is in the Kima Mitzvah, is the Avere. The Avere is in the Kima Mitzvah. There is no Avere in the Kima Mitzvah. I'll tell you why there is no Avere in the Mitzvah. It's Lach HaShinui. It's Lach HaShinui. It belongs to me already. It belongs to me. It's Lach HaShinui. It belongs to me. The Gemara says even if Shinu is Kainu. Yeah. But, all right. When does it belong to me? When did Adane, the Gadlan acquire the Yise? When it began most probably grinding of the Yise. The grinding. So this itself was a Maisek Zela, you understand? Or the Lishe is Ida Shinui. Is Behemes, is the Avere is not the Kima Mitzvah is the Avere. The Sibas a Mitzvah. The Sibas a Mitzvah, the cause of the Mitzvah, Is the Avere. The cause of the mitzvah is the Avere. Source of the mitzvah is the Avere. The cause of the mitzvah is the Avere. But the psur, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says only there is no brocha. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say the chale is no chale. Chale in general, even if mitzvah Avere is no good, is the chale is in, chale is the two chale is in. The challah, first of all, is the aproshes challah, and secondly, is the kima mitzvah. Regardless of the kima mitzvah, the aproshes challah is certainly good. Why is the aproshes challah? It's a matter, correct? It's a matter. Challah is good. But as far as the aproshes kima mitzvah is concerned, it's a mitzvah avere, not because the aproshes itself is avere. Because aproshes, there is no avere anymore. It is already, it's shalei, it's his. It's his.
So the aproshes came from mitzvah.
Yeah, because of Isser. Because of Isser. Because of Isser. The Chiyuv Chale comes because of an Isser. Because of an Isser. Because of an Isser. If not for the Isser, the Chale wouldn't be, there would be no Isser.
There would be no Chale.
Would be no Isser. You understand? You understand? There would be no Isser. This is the Allah. Interesting is something. You have the Agamara Brochus here. I forgot to simply... Agamara Brochus. Does anybody have Agamara Brochus? Well, I took
away from
here.
So
I took away from here. So question, if one eats macholis asures, whether it's mechuyev to bench, whether it's supposed to bench. Famous is the Rambam Shite, that macholis asures, if he eats macholis asures, there's no birk samos. Birk samos, but even b'sheyik, it's a question whether there is birk samos for a chela who eats in kippah. It's also a question. But even if Pekuach Nefesh is perhaps, since the Hefze is Macholes Asures, it's a Ramesh. The Raive, the Norishinim say, there is certainly a Benjamin, there's Birkes Amozen. Aiva, the Mishnah says, the Shlesha Shochlu is in Chayovim Lezamik. Because there is no Zimun. Zimun means Chabure, when you get together. If you eat Macholes Asures, it's a Chever Ganonim. It seems like, yeah, it's a chever patient. Chever gana, kishalocha of kvius, shleisha she'ochlu ke'echon, echot unity of the company, of the group, is only possible if you eat heter, if you eat isa, that's no raibet shit. But the Rambam thinks, is in chayovim lezamim, but chayovim levor ha-birkes ha-mozot. The Rambam says that in chayovim levor ha-birkes ha-mozot. Why? You don't know that. All right. Yeah. Teisves speaks about it. I know. But it's very funny here. Shishperek, Ketz Levochem is Shishperek Shishi. And you're Shishachor. You're Shishachor. Daf Memheyo Medalef. It's been here, so Teisves says, the Yeshleima Teisves dibra masu ochel tevel, the achilas tevel lav shmo achile, the lechazi af lekei, avol trumo lochol apoches rui lekei no yechle. Vu adinim ochlu shloshtom tevel, vechayovim lezamen. Kedam rinem bebekame perek tes, דף צלב דלת, הרי שגוזל סוחיתים, ותוכנון, ואופון, ואוכלון. Interesting is, התספס גירסה, is not ויפר שחלון, בירך. רבי קוויגר אומר עלי, תספס גירסה, הדן בגמורה, תוכנון, הרי שגוזל סוחיתים, תוכנון, ואופון, ואוכלון. הוא מבורך עליהם, אין מבורך עליהם מן העץ. So this is the same Gemara has, but not with regard to Chala in Birkes HaMitzvah. Birkes HaMitzvah. Birkes HaMitzvah. Look, the Gemara says, it is a mitzvah above Avere. What kind of a mitzvah above Avere is it? What kind of a mitzvah above Avere is it? If the Mechayev is the Yisr, if in this is you see, if the Mechayev is the Yisr, there is no Chiv. If this is a Betzei HaBerech needs Hashem. See, Aloche, if I am incur the chevo, be it cheves chale, be it cheves birkes hamozein, through Yisrael, there is no kima mitzvah, if the chevo. What is the mechayev of achile? What's the mechayev of achile? Mechayev of achile is, a mechayev of birkes hamozein. It's achile, the achile was gzele. The achile came because of gzele. All right, is if the Sibas Achiyuv, is what? A Nisr, the Sibus Achiv is a Yisr, there is no broche, it's a loch in broche, not with mitzvah. It has nothing to do with mitzvah. It's a loch in broche. Shine broche, also the same, because those in broche, there is also Mechaim. In Ram, we don't know whether he works with the Sugi. This is fixed about Birkes HaMozo. In Ram, we don't know whether he works with the Sugi. For Nochla. Yeah, I know the Ram. Yeah, I know. So it's a loche that there is no broche if the Siba Sachiyuv, is what is Yisro. So it's a different mitzvah above Avere. But I want to emphasize that the mitzvah above Avere in Babekame is a different from this mitzvah Avere. Here the mitzvah broche, the chiyuv of Lulav is not Bavere. So also the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Bavere. In Birkes HaMozo the Kiyum HaMitzvah is not Bavere. Once I ate, the bench itself is not Bavere. What is Bavere? The Mechayer is Bavere. Yeah, the Sibes Achiyuv. He just said, here is just opposite. Here is the Mechayev. Mechayev is Chayev because the first day of Sukkot, and I'm Chayev and Lulev. What is the Avere? The Kiva Mitzvah. This is only mentioned once in Shas. Mitzvah Avere. Fine, let's continue.
Would you say that the case that Tosus mentions is similar to the case of the Yevet?
No. In Eved in general, it's Gemara cannot say. You cannot take a governor and say you'll never be able to join. I mean, it's not a Chiyuv. It's not a Chiyuv, I mean. What's that? What's got to do with the chiyuv of tefillah in Kriyas HaTorah? No, the gavra can never be disqualified to say that gavra is possible. It's ridiculous to say that. No, Mr. Ramshani means it was better. The Gemara asks, of course, Mr. Ramshani wouldn't apply. You're right. The Gemara just asks, how did Rabbi Lezer commit an avere in order to make a mitzvah? And the Gemara calls it mitzvah of avere. But the Gemara did not mean this mitzvah of avere. It never occurred to the Gemara, it would be ridiculous to say. How do I know that mitzvah above Avera is possible? Is that psul in Hefze? Shenema, Aveisem Gozu, Versa Pisayach? Because Malachi says, Versa Chile, Gozu Dumi de Pisayach. There's parallel phrases. Ma Pisayach, Lechamum Kavua, can never be restored. It's absolute permanent. Mapi seyach lesle takante. Av gozl lesle takante. Leishne lifne yiyush. Ve leishne lacha yiyush. You cannot, a gozl is always possible. Is lifne yiyush is possible a gozl for a simple reason? How can he be magnish? How can he consecrate it as a korm? Ich bin der Macht nicht über Schleier der Bolle Ilom, ich bin der Macht nicht über Schleier der Bolle Ilom. Eine Schleier, ja, mich, eine Schleier, of course. So you have to say, Bishle me lifne Yush is not because of Mitzvah Mavere, he can never create a Korm lifne Yush. Shenema lifne Yush, Odom ke Yakrif Mekema Marachman. Elo lacha Yush, o kan yen, apparently Rashi interprets, this is a different story. Rashi interprets that a man doma thinks that Yush is Kene, if Yush is Kene, he can be Magdish. Either Yush is Kene with Naatzme, or Yush is Kene with Shinu Hashem, with Shinu Reshus. So anyway, the Hekdesh can be clinched. The Hekdesh can be attained. So it becomes a Korm Shlomim, a Korm Mele. So why is it possible? So the answer is that Gozel is possible, but here is what? Mitzvah Avera. It's not a problem of Lochem, of Mikem anymore, because as far as the Nemomenes are concerned, whom does it belong? Shalem. But still, let's say like the Rabbi Natan, vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis the mitzvah, is the korm still considered what? What is it considered? A chefze shal yisr, a chefze shal aver. A chefze shal aver. So you see from it, the mitzvah but the aver. Vom Rabbi Yechem v'shum Rabbi Shim Yechoy. May lechsif kani ad Hashem Eivet Mishpot, sini gezel b'eilo, moshu le'melech bosa v'dom, שעבר על בייס המחס, אומר לעבוד אוף תנו מחס למוכסים, אומר להם על כל המחס כולי שלוח, why do you have to pay custom duty? אומר להם ממני יל מיום מדועי וכל עבר דרוכים להפריחו עצמו מן המחס. אף הקדש ברוך אמר, אני על השם סני גזל באלו. באמת, if you give an אלת הקדש ברוך הוא, everything belongs to him. But still, in order to teach you, I mean, others, אף ממנו ילם דבונאי, יום דבונאי, ויבריחו עצמו מן הגזל. Fine. Why did the Gemara close both? Rabbi Shimon, the first Rabbi Shimon, and the second Rabbi Shimon. Why did Morris could have been satisfied beautifully with the first Rabbi Shimon ben Choye, and the Gemara has clinched already, I mean, has attained its presupposition, its premise that mitzvah b'aver is possible. The Gemara apparently not satisfied. The Gemara comes out again, and here already is that the Gemara quotes a Moshel Melech Basar Adam. Why does the Gemara need two Maimorim in the name of Hashem Yehoi in order simply to establish the case of mitzvah above Avera? What does the second Maimer add that the first Maimer does not possess? What does the second Maimer add that the first Maimer does not possess? You understand my question?
Yes.
One thing is the first Maimer adds is that mitzvah above Avera is not only a psul mitzvah, but mitzvah above avere is an avere per se. If one takes a lulav gozel, is not only the mitzvah is not valid, and has not fulfilled a mitzvah, it's a separate issue. You shouldn't take a lulav gozel with your mitzvah. Ani ad Hashem seni gezel be'el. Not only ni ad Hashem seni gezel be'el means that mitzvah above avere constitutes a nisa b'fnei
atzmei.
Like nisa Hashem. Yeah, this is Hashem is the same. This is regard to broche. Same broche, yeah. But here mitzvah, ani ad Hashem, the apostle says, v'aveisem gozl v'z apiseach, means possible. Apiseach, there is a apiseach, ben gozl apiseach is possible. Yeah, there is no isa. But here, ani ad Hashem, seine gezl b'eilo, means what does it mean? Aiser. Why is the Aiser? That because by bringing. So the Gemara explains the Aiser by offering. Koma Gozel, you teach others. I mean to commit averes. But this is the first reason why the Gemara has operated this two. It's not only a psul mitzvah avere, but Aiser as well. Aiser as well. Now let us Itmaname Amaravami Yavish Posl mit Nishene Hoder. Gozl Posl Mishum Davele Mitzvah Babavere. Upliget Rabitz. Dom Rabitz Obanachmene Amar Shmuel. Leishon el Beyontev Rishon. Ad Beyontev Sheni. Vitech Sheyetze Beshol. Yetze Name Begozl. He disagrees with Rabbi Echel. He thinks that the Mishnah actually meant only Yontev Rishon is Gozel possible. But Gozel, Yontev Sheni, is kosher B'deved is kosher. Gozel, Yontev Sheni is B'deved kosher. Why is Gozel, does he deny the whole existence of Mitzvah Vavavere? He's a machlekes Rishon. Chach misforat say yes. He denies the whole existence of Mitzvah Vavavere. It's very difficult to say because the Gemara in Shefer speaks about it. And the Gemara, yeah, but that's what Chachmei. Teisve says now. Mitech sheyetze b'shol yetze b'gozol. It's the last line. Oche davke shumid rabbonan. Lechai isha mitzvah v'avera. But in the Raises is mitzvah v'avera. And this is also difficult.
Why?
If mitzvah v'avera were a specific psula flulev, then I could say, is Yontev Sheni, there are many psulei lulev which Yontev Sheni have been excluded for Yontev Sheni. Yeah, the many mitzvah. Yeah, perhaps so, the Chose and so forth. But mitzvah v'aveiro is not a psul lulev. It's no mitzvah. The Gemara applies it to Shefer, to lulev, to matzah, to what not. No, so the mitzvah rabbanai wouldn't apply it. I mean, to Chanukah, to Megillah also would apply to Mitzvah Rabbanan. And Matzah, the first night, Pesach is Matzah Gzula will be kosher. And the second night kosher. No one said it. So why did he hear with regard to Lulev, he said that Gozel is possible. What is Gozel possible? Only on the Rishon, on the Sheni. If it were a Lulev, a specific Psul Lulev, I understand. It's not a specific psula. It's absolute mitzvahs in kol ha-tere kule. In mitzvahs the rabbon and mitzvahs the raisa should be alike. And since mitzvahs the rabbon should be, and the raisa should be alike, and they're not that, then we apply it to mitzvahs the rabbon and the mitzvahs the rabbon also. So why is the second day sukkahs, or shiva simeachak, sukkahs the rest, have been an exception? And here, since it's mitzvahs the rabbon, that's what Teisa says. And secondly, something else. According to the Chachmei Sforat, that he denies the whole existence of Mitzvah Avera is understand very well, Metech Sheyetze B'Shol Yetze Name B'Gozl. Because there is no, why is Gozl possible in Yom Tov Sheni? It doesn't apply to Yom Tov Sheni. But according to Teisves, he doesn't deny the Yisr of Mitzvah, the Psul of Mitzvah Avera. No, he should have said, Midrabonon beyond the Shane, Midrabonon leichmiru kol kach. What is the example, the afshol, that he introduces surely a different story? What is the logic here? Mitech she yeitze b'shol, yeitze b'gozl. Because yeitze b'shol is because there's no mitzvah avere, gozl ha mitzvah avere. Now let's take a look.
So you can say that just like shol leichmiru b'shol, leichmiru b'gozl.
No. Shnemar avesim gozel, the ashkechen kro, please. The ashkechen kro, Rashi says, not the Pesach. The Israel will have a mitzvah baver. Not the Pesach mitzvah baver. The Israel mitzvah. מהפסח אין לתקון עליך הזמן להקריבי, פסח, מהפסח אין לתקון עליך הזמן להקריבי, שרמום קבוע לא מסו, אף גוזל ילפין המנועד אין לתקון עליך הזמן, אפילו ביוש, נשמיני למור אדם יאיש, ומרווי לך סורם כיס, ואף על גב, I mean, there is, the Gemara, I took for Rabbi Swift, I mean, this is, your Gemara, פסט אנטה. ומרווי לך סורם כיס, ואף על גב, לי מיקנה, אמרו לו בקם את קונו לבי יוש ועבידי ואפילו אחרי עקרו ולמזבח לי סייני גזל באלו באלה שאתם מביאים לי אני סייני את הגזל שאתם גזל מייסו ואף על פי שעקל שלי ואף מתחילו שלי או איסו פיין התמנעמה דתיים את המסניתן בגוזל ביון תפשני משום מיצר ועבירו לי שונו דגוזל פוסל מתך שייצא בשול דודו ביון תפשני להקסיב לכם למותה what is it got to do? שול, because יון תפשני is not לכם but גוזל is not because of לכם מיצר ועבירו now let's take tastes this will taste of all I do for many things משום דהבו לי מצווה אבו בעבירו ודסנגי לי כמון פרקלולך והרובה לאכם משלכם להיציס השול וסגוז זה גוזל אפרנצי נאט בקוז אף מיצה בו בעבירה בוד גוזל איז בקוז עבוד לכם זה מותי רס זה טייס יש משום שול יצטרך עבירה לא זה בלב לכם נפק לא גוזל משום מיצה עבירה טייס זה עכשיו אני גמור עושה לכם להיציס השול ואת הגוזל זה גמור עם עוד נאצרי יש עבוד גוזל גוזל is just out of greater as you say it's just but it's just a the phrase is like that it's a colloquial phrase it's like a, but actually it's only show Gozel is not because of Lachem because it's possible Yom Tov Sheni as well now Tishis begins to talk and in such a strange manner they tell them Aram Lublin says what's Tishis say the Afal Gav Dikro Gabi Kormsi even though mitzvah baba vere, where is it mentioned in Tanakh? Where? In relationship to Korb? Who adin bechol mitzvah is dahave, there is the aloche, this aloche is a universal aloche. It's not being restricted to Korb, but applies to what? No, in order to prove it, what should have taste was done. Because the sugi does it here. Ba'af al gav, the kroga be Korb, הוא עדין בכל מצווה הזדהה ודרעייסה. כדסנאה, ככשנינו, כאן בסוגיה. That's what רבי יחן and does. What does רבי יחן and do? He quotes רבי שמעון בן יוחאי, he quotes רבי שמעון בן יוחאי, the פסול המצווה ועבירה, he comes and he applies it to what to all. To what? No, it tastes for God, this sugi. This sugi tastes for God. How do you know that mitzvah, בו בעבירה, is applicable? It's one of the strangest places I've ever come across. How do you know that mitzvah bo baveir is applicable to Shor mitzvahs? Perhaps Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said it only vis-a-vis korban, but to the exclusion of other mitzvahs. Kidimuchach bereish hagezel kame. Kidimuchach, as we can derive from bo betame. אגב, הרי שגוזל סטוי של חיטים ותוך נובו אופו, ויפר שהיר תסיס גירסיס ויפר שמנך הלו, דייז מבורך הלו בנייץ, ונגמור עשה, בתוז את המצווה, הפרובה עבירה. ובאלוס תסיס have to walk, only simply to stretch, to reach out for a סוגים בבקמה, because this is exactly what Rabbi Yechanan has accomplished here. Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabbi Shai, I heard from Rabbi Shimon, where he was, he never knew where he was. That korban is possible mishum mitzvah bo baveir. So what do? I interpret the Mishnah also in accordance with Rabbi Shimon Yochai in the same terms. It means that gozel is absur word, that mitzvah baveir is not restricted to korban, but extends to lulav. So what is Tesis? No, Tesis this sugi apparently. So, this Tesis, the Rabbi, the Tesis quotes the Gemara in Bava Kame mishum מצווה אבו ואירה. אומר רובי, אומר אביי, משום מצווה אבו ואירה שייני. זה מה זה מצווה. Apparently, I'll tell you what it is. If you will take something, you'll take just a minute. The Gemara Daf Tes in Sukkot. I don't know Daf Tes in Sukkot. I will just say Pshat in these days which place me. The Maran Lublin doesn't understand Tes. Why does Tes have to simply to something to provide itself with a raya, mimerchot lachmo. Ah, Tesis deals with his sugya, and that's what Rabbi Yechanan said. So I could say that there is a braise, Tanya. So Tesis wants to show us, how did Rabbi Yechanan know that text Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is Allah is applicable to all mitzvahs? Because the braise doesn't do it. The braise says, in Wochen Neitz, perhaps because Shino ene kene. It's a different story. I cannot be mafrish chalas. It's a different story. I'm a knight and not mitzvah avere. Because simply, if shino ene kene, so he's a proches chala, he's invalid. He's a mafrish chala mit a chala misose shal avere. He's not. That's what Rabbi Yehovah said, mishu mitzvah avere. So he tasted does not have to prove Rabbi Yechanan's opinion that mitzvah avere is applicable to all mitzvahs, because Rabbi Yehovah said it in Babi Kamei Adamaisi. The Braise doesn't say anything. The Braise says simply because she made a gain. But the Braise says perhaps the pshat in the Braise is to because of mitzvah avere. It was a biased opinion. Not the Braise. On the contrary, the Gemara Lechatchila at the very beginning wanted to interpret the Braise that in terms of simply a finish alay. Since she made a gain, to whom belongs this at the door? To whom belongs the door? So I'm a mafresh chalam mi sase shel avere. A mafresh chalam mi sase shel avere. What is the law? It's in a chal that mitzvah avere. Gozel e gozel. Can be a show also. So Rove says, no, you cannot prove. Perhaps the price is not because of the issues in a shalei. But why can I can't make a broche? It's a Rove said it. So Rabbi Yechanan does not need any support of Rove. We'll leave it later. The Maram asks, the Maram has difficulties in the Tavra. If you'll take Sukkah Daftesa, Aleph, in the Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer and Rachomim, Rabbi Lezer's opinion is, a Sukkah Shula is possible. You need Lochem in Sukkah. Not only Esra, your first day, but you need Lochem all 7 days in Sukkah. A Sukkah Shula, B'Sukkos HaShul Chavere, is in other days. You see it? The Chachomim thing, the Saraloch, as Sukkot Shule is kosher. Call Yisrael Ruim Leishel Mishuvah. Call Yisrael Ruim Leishel Mishuvah. Aye, what is Tasa? Sukkot Tasa Loch. Mori Rosom, Arume Boile Lemutik Zula. Ochanam Echag as Sukkot Tasa Loch. אבל מבואי אלי למות הגזורה. זה הקורן דרבון הוא לא אקסקלוט, נעד שהוא לא. And this is the difference between עשר. In עשר כלוכם אקסקלוט, שהוא לא אין גזורה פרבי. All right, sure, certainly, all right. And in סוכה, what is אקסקלוט?
גזורה.
גזורה, גזורה. So Tosfos says, for Gzulo, what do you need a separate Gzera Sakosu? No, this is what I mean. Teime. How we boil a teime. Typical on Mishum de Havele, Mitzvah Abba Vere, the Mahay Teime. Pasline, es le kagozlo, de yotif sheni le kamon, bereish mu le vagozlo. Ubash baish maite se gufe kashe, do goma bishleme bi yotif rishin, bine lachem mishalachem, ela bi yotif sheni amai, umishane mishum de havelei, mitzvo, abo, bavero, rashtim gein lomeli lachem mishalachem. Umiyo asom, minesreik, you need a lachem. Because in order to exclude Shula, me awesome, Ikelishnuye, the Ithrich Lemute Show, Avo Gabisuke, Lekalishnuyoche, Le Rabon and Amrin, Le Kaman, the Piraka Yoshi, the Odom Yeti, the Hebose, the Sukesh Ravero, the Nafkin, the Midrasik, Kol Ezra, the Israel Yeshi, the Sukes, Milamish, Kol Israel, Ruin, Leshi, the Sukach. The Shlemer, this comes here, this comes in here with a very strange turn. Der Schlemmer, der Teime, die Mitzvah wäre, lauf der Reise, alle mit der Rabot. It's all absolut Rabot. Mit der Reise, Mitzvah wäre Koschen. Is the Loch is to say to the Sukke, mit der Gzula, is possible what?
Only the Reise.
Mit der Reise possible. Not only mit der Rabonon. If I left Sukke, I mean, today, if I apply to Sukke the Klai, the Mitzvah wäre, it's all absolut Rabonon. Mit der Reise, die Sukke wird Koschen. Because it's loch, it's exuo, to stay that word, a mitzvah the race, a mitzvah the race.
Is it that the mitzvah of Avera is the Rabbanon, or is it by Issa the Rabbanon?
No, a mitzvah the Rabbanon. It's the suki here. It's the suki, it's the mitzvah the race. It's the suki, it's the mitzvah the race. That's what you need lecho in order to exclude exuo, because we have had relied, if I had relied. A mitzvah of Avera, this psul suki would be only with the Rabbanon. In Loch Loch, now I'll ask you a simple question. Is Mitzvah Bo Be'Avere is only with Rabbanan? Listen carefully, only with Rabbanan. Sukeshula is kosher, correct?
Yeah.
Sukeshula is possible. Why? Und weißer ist eine Passel.
Da steht noch.
Fein, was ist der Psyll? Was ist der Psyll? Because it doesn't belong to me. Schule doesn't belong here. So you don't need, So most Rishonim say, Adaloch is mitzvah, but Bavere actually, perhaps. Many Rishonim say, this is Adaloch. But Tosfos says, Adaloch, the fact that there is a word superfluous, so the Gemara says Lashem Chivosoch. It's the Gemara's question, that Allah is for Lishmo, or the Allah, or let them agree with Rabbi Lezer, as they know them Yetze be Sukkot Yishon Ravere. But the Chachomim, what did the Chachomim say? Sukkot Yishon is kosher. It means the Sukkot that left belongs to me. Mitzvah Ravere is also kosher with the Reise. But Gzula is possible, so why is Gzula possible? Why is Gzula possible? Well, it's a mitzvah of Avere. It's again, you say the Reise, but what does Tosfos ask? Remember, Tosfos says that it's not mitzvah of Avere. It's a psul gozl. Gozl is poshet because what's a psul gozl? If not mitzvah of Avere. Any shalei, asuki, you don't need
shalei.
Any shalei. Why is, what's the difference between gozl and shol? Between gozl and shol. What's the answer? The answer is... We have got to answer that. We've got to answer that. All right, fine. What is Debo Betera Zebo
Bissur?
Apparently, there are in Sukkah, there are certain degrees. If the Momen is in Shalei, and it is Shol, a Momen is Shol, I don't need any Shalei. But a Momen HaGozel is a psul. Why is a psul? Because it's Ein Shalei. Call it, this is a Torah, this is Surah, as you say. I don't care so much. But that's what you see from this Sugya. That you can say, I don't care how the Sukkah, to whom the Sukkah belongs, and what kind of Kinyonim has in the Sukkah. No. Kinyonim Shalei are good enough. Kinyonim Shalei are good enough. Kinyon Shalei, or simply Rishus. is good enough. If the tashmish is a tashmish of Sheol, but if the tashmish is a tashmish of Gazlan and Ganef, if what is it? It's possible to say Nishalei.
Why that?
Just a moment. Just forget Pikon. Forget now Pikon. Pikon was Pikon. Sheol is Pikon. This is Dalo. That's what we see from Tesvets. If you don't interpret that, if you interpret a mitzvah aver is only with Rabbonon, and Gozel possible with a Reise, and Sheol is kosher with a Reise and with a Rabbonon, so what is the absolute goal? I mean, Columbus is there, you understand? What is the absolute goal? What is the absolute goal? Just a moment. Just forget Pikon. Forget now Pikon. Pikon was Pikon. Sheol is Pikon. This is Dalo. That's what we see from Tesvets. If you don't interpret that, if you interpret a mitzvah aver is only with a Rabbonon, and Gozel possible with a Reise, and Sheol is kosher with a Reise and with a Rabbonon, so what is the absolute goal? I mean, Columbus is there, you understand? What is the absolute goal? What is the absolute goal? Initially, but there are two moments apparently. There is one moment initially Sheol, and this is the difference between Sukkah and Esrek. In Esrek, beyond Tefarishain, is regardless of why the moment is initially, or whether it is Sheol or Gozel, it's initially. It's got to be mine, my property, fine. In what? In Sukkah, it doesn't have to be mine. Because if there were a need, Sheol would be possible. Sure. But however, if it's any Sheli b'teres Gazlan, then it's what? Correct? This. So what is it actually? What kind of halach is it? Why is Gazlan different from Sheol? Is David? Of course, David. But it's not just mitzvah about Avere. The Avere, what does Avere accomplish? That a moment shemishtamish beba Avere is any shalei which is possible. A moment shal heter shemishtamish be is I don't care any shalei or shalei. But a moment which he uses what? Be'avere is the moment. Fine. Now, you have this sukkah, you have a case like that. Now let's get back to Esrik. Let's get back to Esrik, and let's get back to Kor. What do we say in Kor? What do we say in Kor? That in Kor is also aloche for mikem. Should belong to me. The same aloche as lochem in Lulev, is the same mikem. In Kor is mikem. Is the aloha is as Gozel is possible. What does Gozel accomplish in Lacha Yush? What does Gozel... You can say it's a mitzvah above Avere. Ed Gemara says here, yeah? You say it's a mitzvah above Avere. Or in form it is the same thing like with regard to Sukkah. On the contrary. The aloha is like that. A Kom Shol is possible, correct? There is no commission. It can't be commission. No, what did the call? Mikem or Yakrivus Kobanchem. There are many sources which Gemara derives that a call must be Shalei. Yeah. No, what is it? It is Gozel. Gozel when? Lachayir, said the Gemara says. Is in Yuches Momen, in Yuches Momenes, it belongs to me. Is Bemis. Ibiches Momenes belongs to me. But since the Kinyan is Gzele, then is not this possible Mishum Mitzvah about Avere. Then I consider the Kom Ain Elohim, the Kalvchem of Suke. In Suke is the Aloch HaShol is kosher. But if I have a Kinyan Gazlan, is Ain Shalei. In the Hadvom Kalvachimah with regard to Korb, Korb midoch Shol possible. There is no Korb Shol, you cannot imagine that at all. Either Aloche is what is Aloche, it's got to be Kinyone. Even the Fafor before Yush certainly is not, it doesn't possess it, it doesn't own it. But even Lacha Yush, is in Dine Mommelis, as far as Dine Mommelis are concerned, the Korban belongs to him. But how did he get in the Korban? Through the acquisition itself, was the acquisition of Gzele. Through Shinu Reshul, through Yush, through Kinyone Gzele, not Kinyone Heter, it's Kinyone Yisr. Since the Korban became mine, became my property, through what? Through Kinyone Yisr. So what is it? It is Enish Rei. It's Enish Rei. It's Enish Rei. The same in Lulevich, you see, what Rabbi Yechanan said here, Davle Mitzvah Bavere, is not a universal rule for all mitzvahs. In Lulev is also like that. Shoal is kosher. Shoal is possible Yontef Rishon. Yontef Sheni is Shoal kosher. No, is Yontef Sheni like Sukkot. Shoal is kosher. Because you don't need Lachem vis-a-vis Momin Shal Heter, you don't need Lachem. But the very moment it becomes gozul is not because mitzvah abob avere. No, it's not the mitzvah abob avere. Is this God, if it's any lochem, not because of shaila, because of heter. No, if it's any lochem because of avere, is that any lochem they extended into the whole week of Sukkot, into the Shiva Sukkot. So it's not absul mitzvah abob avere in Lulev. You ask me, do you need Yontev Rishon? You need simply that Lulev be your property, completely your property, Yontev Rishon. What about Yontev Sheni? Is Yetze Bishol Chaveri or any Yetze Bishol Chaveri? Yontev Sheni is just like Sukkot. Like Sukkot. What is in Sukkot? Is Yetze Bishol Chaveri or not? You cannot say Yetze Bishol Chaveri just as an absolute statement. You have got always to qualify this. It depends. How is it in my possession? If it's Momeni Shal Chaveri Bishailo Li, is Yetze. If it is Momeni Shal Chaveri because of Gezel, is any Yetze. Is the same case we deal a Yontev Sheni Shal Sukkot. Is Gozel Kosher Yontev Sheni? Is you need Lachem or not Yontev Sheni? Depends. Yontev Rishon you need Lachem in the absolute sense, in the ultimate sense. What about Yontev Sheni? Yontev Sheni, it depends how, what kind of Mamish Haver, it's Momin Ashol or Momin Agozel? Momin Ashol is one. Yetze?
Momin Agozel
is any Yetze.
Momin Tuizel.
Yeah. It's from this Gemara, you cannot know that Mitzvah Haver is applicable to all mitzvahs in the Torah. It's only applicable to such mitzvahs where there is a requirement for Mamin Shal Chaveri. Sometimes it's the requirement all-inclusive, rules out Shoal and Gozel, and sometimes only Gozel. But however, with regard to Shoal mitzvahs, with regard to Schaefer, with regard to what, with regard to Nechanike, you cannot say, Mamechavere does not play any role. So it's actually, so in such a case, the Absul Gozel would be in Korban and in Lulev, that's all. And in Sukkot, because Loch. But in other mitzvahs, it's not applicable. And that's what Teisa says. And that's good by Lochem Misholachem Leitzes Agozel Vesashol. Leitzes Agozel, by the Gemara says Leitzes Agozel Vesashol. Because sometimes Ashol is Muter, is Yetze, and Agozel is any Yetze. Why did the Gemara say Leitzes Ashol Vesagozel? Leitzes Ashol, Gozel Talochem or no? Sometimes Shol is Yetze, Yontef Sheni, and what? And Gozel is not Yetze Yontef Sheni. Is the Gemara, that's why the Gemara put in Leitzes Ashol Vesagozel. But Teisus doesn't like him. What Teisus wants to convey to us that here the Mitzvah Avere, Rabbi Yechanan's Mitzvah Avere, is not like the Loch in Sukkot. Because if it is Momin Abob Avere, it's possible not the Avere is a Pesaves. No, possible is because what? Eine Shrei. It does say this. Vadisan yelekamon beperek lulev arov elochem mishalachem. Leitzis ha-shol ves-ha-gozlo mishum shol itrachlei. De belav lochem, even if lav lochem, even if in lulev would be no requirement of Momin Chavere. Would be no requirement. Would be no lachem. I would also say mitzvah above avera is possible. So what is Tesis trying to convey us? That here the Gemara is not a psul enesh alei, but what is a psul in the Gemara? A mitzvah avera. The lavoche no peklu gozul mishum is avera. The afal gafte says the kroga becomes it. If I'm called me, you could not arrive, what couldn't you arrive? A mitzvah avera should be applicable to all mitzvah. But the whole concept of lochem of momene is inapplicable. The Hanukkah, all mitzvahs, Megillah, other mitzvahs, Akirim and Megillah, and Akurim. I make Kiddush over Yahin Gozel, I mean, Poskim have applied it. There's no, they can't say lochem, but what kind of lochem? Lochem is only korn, lulav and suke loch. Is that the melavoch and afak of the korgabe korn ksiv. And to gozul and the gemore applied it to lulav is no proof that it's applicable universally to mitzvah shabbatere. Because it's only lulav, why is it only lulav? Because in lulav might be seen there is a requirement of lochem. And for Yom Tov Sheni, the requirement has been not eliminated completely. But the halacha is Yom Tov Sheni depends what kind of moment it is. Whether it's Mame Chavere Ashon Beyodei, Mame Chavere Agos Beyodei. So Tesis couldn't help himself. Tesis, Dokedem Mucha Bereish HaGezel Basre, Kame, Kabel Arish Gozo Soash Lachitim, Vetochna Vofo, Vifish Menachala, Deiz Bevoich Ala Menayit. What can you say Lachem Adir about the Broche? In a separate aloche, from this sugya you see, that mitzvah avere, even in Lulav here, and even in Kom, is not because mitzvah avere converted into momish or chavere, but no, not because of that. There's a separate psu of mitzvah. This is a real shot. This is the...
Now we'll go back and ask your first question.
What's the first question?
This is a different category. But this is one category has to do with vilus. With Momin, and this is the category where they have to do where
they're the Mechayev. Not the Mechayev. The mitzvah which is connected with Avere is there is no kiyum, no kiyum.
But the Mechayev is the
kiyum. No, not Mechayev, there's no Mechayev. I'm speaking not about Mechayev. This is from Chale, this shows that mitzvah Avere is not based upon converting Momin Shalei into Momin Shal Chavei. But simply Avera disqualifies and invalidates the division.
But can't we say that there are now two categories of mitzvah of Avera?
Right. What's two categories?
One category is Momen. And the other category is...
Stam mitzvah of Avera.
No,
it's... The Tesis says no.
Where the Avera is the Mechayev.
No, Mechayev is separate. But might be in Sukkah, Tesis will agree that you have to leave a such halacha. But let's get it. This Tesis says, fine. Now we understand the way Tesis interpreted what Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni says. This is the difference between Rabbi Yechanan. You can interpret actually, Tesis says it applies to all mitzvahs. It applies to all mitzvahs. It's not a special aloche of what? Of moment. So when Tesis came to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni said, Ayon Tevsheni is Gozel Kosher. So Tesis had no choice. So what did Tesis say? Because it's the Rabbanon. So Tesis said, the mitzvah the Raisa, the mitzvah of Avera possible, the mitzvah of the Rabbanon is kosher. It's very difficult. Yeah. This is Tesis. But if we should not interpret like Tesis, and we should say that actually there is no mitzvah of Avera in general. Mitzvah of Avera in general is only with regard to Brocha. It's never absolute mitzvah. Mitzvah avera the Gemara mentions is only absolute in lulav and in kom. And as we have interpreted, what did he say? It's not a pistol of avera, but a avera results of what? In converting Momene to Mame Chavere, or even Yom Tov Sheni, you can say if it's a Momene Ashol, it's kosher. Momene Avgozel is possible. Why is it possible? Because it's Shol Chavere, not because Davere. Possible is it. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. If we should interpret not like Tesis, but the way Tesis suggests, Tesis is defending itself against that pshat. There was apparently a pshat because Tesis is arguing against it. You understand? Some Tesis men. Or even Yom Tov Sheni, you can say if it's a Momein Ashol is kosher, Momein Avgozl is posel. Why is it posel? Because it's Shol Chaveri, not because Davere. Posel is it. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. If we should interpret not like Tesis, but the way Tesis suggests, Tesis is defending itself against that Pshat. There was apparently a Pshat because Tesis is arguing against it. You understand? Some Tesis many times. Simply does not mention the opponent. But this is arguing. What is this is arguing here? Because probably some Rishonim have said that Mitzvah Aver is not applicable universally. Mitzvah Aver is only what? And it's not the Aver, the Pesel. The Pesel is what is the Pesel? Mamin Sheni Sholei. But there are two kinds of Mamin Sheni Sholei. Mamin Ashol, Mamin Agos. What do you say Yom Tov Sheni? What do you say Yom Tov Sheni? The Chachomim Machsho Yom Tov Sheni only, what kind of Mamein? Mamein Ashol, Mamein Agozel, the Chachomim have not permitted Yom Tov Sheni. Yeah. What is the Psul Yom Tov Sheni of Gozel? If you don't interpret like this, it's a specific Psul of Lulev. What Lulev? It's not Lochem. But there are two kinds of Lochem. Yom Tov Rish and the Lochem must simply be excludes all kinds of Momeni Shel Averi. Yom Tov Sheni the Lachem was split in half. One phase of Yom Tov Sheni was eliminated. What phase? Of Shol, but Mosh Lachem in Gozel was retained. And that's exactly what Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzhak ben Achmeinu Amar Shmuel said. Leishonu, no? That you cannot say. Since there is no Mitzvah Averi existing. Mitzvah Avera means always, what does it mean, Mitzvah Avera? Because it's Mamishal Chavere. Is Yom Tov Sheni, there is no reason to say, they don't require Mamish Chavere, as far as Shol is concerned, but they retain the requirement of Gozel. Avitzo ben Achmeni Amar Shmuel, Leishon Ele B'Yom Tov Rishen, Av B'Yom Tov Sheni, Mitech sheyitze b'shol. It is so, it's so explicit in his word. Mitech sheyitze b'shol. Yitze b'gozel. Since Yom Tov Sheni, they abandon the requirement of what? Av Shalei is even Momen HaGozel Kashi. You can't, there is no svar, no logic to distinguish between what and what? Between Shol and Gozel, because Momen Chaveri is muter in all, at all levels. At the level of Shaila and the level of what? It's basically, we have here actually two pshotim in the Gemara. When the Gemara says mitzvah bo b'avere shayne, you see, we think mitzvah bo b'avere is 500 times in Shas, and there's no problem, there is a psul of mitzvah b'avere. The Gemara says it only here. It's nothing else. And so it's with regard to broches. Broches are a different story. Yeah. So mitzvah b'avere, what does mitzvah b'avere mean? Taste v'shiti is a mitzvah b'avere. What is mitzvah b'avere? A psul. Taste is not, on the contrary. A psul. If the mitzvah is bound up with an avere, the chefzeh shel mitzvah is a chefzeh shel avere, is possible. Not because it's any momene. And if it's possible, it's a universal psul. If it's a universal psul, it applies to what? To 500 things, I mean. What not? Achenim said, if I say Kiddush of a Bacholis of a wine, what is also Yaineser, in Nechaneke I use the Shemen Agozel for Nechaneke, I read the Megillah in a Megillah Gzulo, and so forth on. This is a psul for mitzvah of Avera. A mitzvah of Avera cannot, so to say, abide in the same place. Simple, fine. There is a, this is for Tesis. And because of that, Tesis begins now bombarding with kashas. But there is another upshot. Such a concept of mitzvah avera does not exist in the world. Avera doesn't cancel out the mitzvah. But why is only aloha in Korban and in Lulev? that you need Mamre Chavere is even Yontef Sheni. That you don't need Mamre Chavere is only vis-a-vis Shor. But vis-a-vis Gozel is Mamre Chavere a Gozel Post. And if you say that, are all tasteless caches here right away, all of them removed. In my opinion, there is a machlekes about it in Yerushalme, and there is a machlekes in the Rambam and the Ravet. Is those mitzvah above Avera exist as a separate soul? And it's applicable to all mitzvahs, or mitzvah above Avera is not a separate soul? Only with regard to Korb and Lulev, is the aloha is that if the moment is Boba Avere, is such a moment, even though it's any Shalei, is such a moment possibly on Tefsheni, or such a moment is considered any Shalei, even Lachayush. But only, but the Psul is not Avere, what is the Psul? Open the Rambam, I believe this was in the letter. Open the Rambam in Yechei Shefer. The famous Rambam in Yechei Shefer. Open the Rambam. Shefer, the Yerushalme says, Noe, Rambam's Gilsa Peran was Yerushalme, Shefer HaGozl. By our Gilsa is Shefer Shnissur HaNoe. Rambam's Gilsa was Shefer HaGozl. Shefer HaGozl in Yerushalme, Shefer Lulef HaGozl Shenot Le Yotza, Yerushalme says. Shefer HaGozl Shetoka Be Yotza. More Meishne Lulef, Meishne Shefer. Yerushalme. Is there two truths? Chadoma Lulef Ksiv Lochem VeGozlein Lochem Avol Kan Ksiv Yeim Truo Yir Lochem Mikol Mokei. We don't know what he's talking about. The Chadoma can be Gufei Uyeitze, can be Kelei Uyeitze. It happened so that the one Mandoma was adopted by the Rambam, the second one by the Raya. Shefer HaGozl Shetokabe, Yotso, Sheina Mitzvo Elo Bishmiya Sakol. You have it? Hafa Pishele Nogabe, Vlei Gbire, we don't understand what the Rambam is talking here. Ashimeya Yotza, the aim they call Din Gezel. This is Bram Hosom Begufe Yeitzebe, Hoche Bekele. It's the Rambam this time. Omer Avrom, Vafilu Yie Bekei Bekol Din Gezel, Yem Tru Yilechem Bekol Mokim, Hoche Yise Birushal. The Ravet Paskins adapted the second opinion. What's the distinction between Shefer and Lulev? Because Lulev is Lachem, Misha Lachem, and Shefer Yimtru Yir Lachem Mikol Mokim. What is the machlekes? Well, first of all, what's the difference? Both the Rutsim are Yerushalmi. This is the problem. Now let's now say. The Ravet is of the opinion that Mitzvah Baba Vera as a psul doesn't exist. Listen, if you tell it in Shiva, they'll consider it almost as apikosis. It doesn't exist such a thing. The aloha is only that with regard to certain mitzvahs like korban, like what, like lulav, like sukkah, so is there is a requirement that afloch alochem, and in certain cases, even though shol is kosher, momen shel chaveri ha-shol is kosher, and momen shel chaveri ha-gozel. But if you apply to mitzvahs which the mummy is irrelevant, the status of the mummy, the status of the property to whom it belongs is completely irrelevant. Makes no, has no bearing at all upon the mitzvah, so the whole gozel is completely out. That's what the Rishon answers. Maishne lulev, maishne shefer, Dr. Hossom in lulev, v'kachtem lachem bayim arishn mishelachem. Is gozel possible even Yom Tov Sheni? Because it's momene begezer. Begezer. Even though shol is kosher, but gozel is possible. Avaloch in shefer. No, what if the shefer doesn't belong to me? A shefer, a gozel? And there is no requirement for momene. Avaloch in yeroche yim tru yir lachem mikol mokim. is of so just avere, because the mitzvah is bavere. Mitzvah avere is kosher. When is mitzvah avere possible? In the moment in a place, if the balance plays a role, plays an important part, here the balance, that's what Yerushalayim says. Omer Avrom, filiyeh bedin gezer. It means the chefze is gozel. Yem truah yilachem yikol moke. So what do you care? It's gozel. It's a kol gozel. Does the kol have to belong to somebody? Does the kol needs by him? Okay. A kol is not momen, is not yetzem, omer a gozel. What is the Rambam? The Rambam is like this. The Rambam thinks that it's sugi for Rabbi Yechon here, it's not aloche for Lochem. No, what is it aloche? Ah, mitzvah b'avere. If mitzvah b'avere, it applies to all mitzvahs. So why is that a shefer? A gozu kosher? Yeah, engzere b'kol. What does it mean, engzere b'kol? Adarabe. Why is it kosher? Yeah. Here is the Rambam. Shefer, mitzvah, vav avere. That's here with the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sukkah here. The Gemara says in Sukkah here. Let's take a look. Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Lezer, leitaimei, d'omar. Rabbi Lezer, leitaimei, d'omar. Ein odom yeitze d'chavose b'sukose shachavere. Ikar k'nigzele suko gzula hi. Is in both ways is possible. Rabbono leta maya domre odam yeitze dechavos v'sukos shavere v'karkei nigzeles v'sukos shulo is a sukos gzulo. I think more said sukos gzulo is possible is if he stole or gazel a sukos which is not stationary. A sukkah which is movable. For instance, a sukkah built on Gabi Agolo on the car. That's what Gemara says, loch leit is a gozel. But what? But he. But the car is kosher. Why is kosher? As car kein nixeles. Car kein nixeles. Still a mitzvah of Abir. Car kein nixeles, but I cannot go into someone and drive him out of his home and take over. Still a lot of his sigzel. The law of the sigzel exists in Karakidu. The Ram says it mifurash in the chesgneve. But the law of the sigzel, he the Ritvu asks the question. And the Ritvu answers, more or less, I mean, answers the Ritvu, it's not if the mitzvah was so made possible through Abere, it's possible. The Chefze shall mitzvah should be called Avere. The Chefze shall mitzvah should be called Avere. For instance, the famous Yerushalmi. In the Shalom in Shabbos, in the Erech, in the Beira, in the Beira, in the Beira. As Heitzi Salulef Lershus Rabim, the first day of Sukkot was a Shabbos, for example. Heitzi Lershus Rabim, and the Netila Salulef was the Anoch. The Anoch, it means the Netila Salulef coincided with the Yisur Yitzoy, the Shalom Yotzo Yedei Lulef. Frag the Yerushalom, Maishne Misuke, Mabilulef HaGozl. Yerushalom asked him, Tamon nase beyavere. Hoche hu ase avere. But what did Yerushalom answer? Lulef HaGozl is the chefze considered what? The chefze is considered avere. The chefze chalushem. Chalushem. But he did Shabbos is just a coincidence of two actions. A coincidence of two avere and mitzvah. A coincidence of avere and mitzvah does not. That's what the Rambam. That's the Gemara says. If the karken exalus, if the chefze considered what? A chefze avere. If karken exalus, all right, I violated the Yisra of the sigzel. But asking what is the karken? The karken is not gozel, the karken is shor. That's what the Ritvo answers, more or less. And that's what the Rambam says vis-a-vis Shefer. In Shefer there is no chefze shal mitzvah. If the chefze shall mitzvah were what? The shefer, there would be mitzvah above avera. The shefer is considered gozel. The chefze shall, like lulav, the chefze shall mitzvah is not the shefer. The shefer is just the instrument by which, I mean, it's the medium through which you can, you discharge the mitzvah. But the chefze shall mitzvah is kol. In a kol, you cannot say gozel. There is avera. If I steal a shefer and I blow, it's certainly the tkir is a lava for the sigzel. But the key, the I performed the signal, the Gavre performed the signal. But the Hefse is not inflicted, so to say, to the Hefse. There is no Hefse to which you could attribute or attach a Chalu Shem Avere, a Chalu Shem Gzele. He's shameful like Karke in Gzele in Sukkim. He dissed them Rambam Shita. He dissed the Roshalm, says, Tam Begufei Hu Yeitzei, and the Guf Alulef is what is the Guf Alulef? Is Gozel? Tam Hoche Bekele, not Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah. Oche Bekele Hu Yeitzei, Veim, Bechiyesh Bekele together, there is no Hefse to which you could attach a Gzele. It's basically, this is a one answer, Yerushalmi. That Mandomar is the opinion like Tesis, that there is mitzvah avere, universal psul and kolatera kola. So it would apply to Schaefer too. But why it doesn't apply to Schaefer? Because there's no heft. And a matter of fact, the Reel Zeruah and the Ritvo, say a Schaefer HaGozel is possible. Why? Apparently they consider Schaefer HaGozel the Schaefer, the heft of the mitzvah. All right, fine. This is one shit in Yerushalmi. This is like this, a mitzvah of Ere would be applicable to Schaefer if there were a hefse to which to, so to say, to attach. You have no hefse, it's something abstract, call. Okay, what do you say? The call is a hefse of Ere. What is the other man domer Yerushalmi, whom the Raivet quotes? Yerushalmi says, no, a few years between Gezel. Or even if there is Gezel Bekor. And even if the Hefse Shal Mitzvah is not only the call, but what else? The Schaefer itself is Yeitze. Why is Yeitze? Because Yom Truah Yilachem Kolvokem. Is the Pneumatia says, Akzeres HaKosuf in Schaefer? No, the Rosham doesn't mean the Kosuvah. Yom Truah Hoche Misholachem Ksiv is the Psul Gozo and Psul Lachem. Even Yom Tevsheni is the Psul Momen.
It is never a Psul of Lachem.
Ah?
It can never be a Psul of Lachem.
In Schaefer it can never be Lachem. In Schaefer can never be Lachem. So you have to have it as abstract Psul of Mitzvah Avere. Mitzvah Avere doesn't exist. Is the Machle Teis Veshite is like the Rambam. And the Ravid is our Pshat in the Gemara. How does Teis prove it? How does Teis prove it? From Brachim. Since you say in Broche, you say what you say in Broche? That if it is the Mechayev or the Sibas Adover was what? Avera, there is no Broche, it's not because of Lochem, but wait, there is no question of Lochem. And they say even because I'm Muslim, if I ate Lechem Gozul, I don't have to bench. There's a separate Aloche. You see that Avera interferes with what? With Broche. If Avera interferes with Broche, Avera should also interfere with Kima Mitzvah when the Chetz is a Gozel. That's why Tesis could not prove it through Lulev, because Tesis tried, and that's why Tesis rejects the Lachem, Leites Ashol with a Gozel. According to the Ravitz Pshat, in the Gemara, Leites Ashol with a Gozel, perfect, because Gozel is also possible because of what?
Of
Momen. But Gozel extends not only, Gozel applies is applicable not only to Yom Tov Rishon, but in Sheni as well. This is a machlekes for Rishonim, whether such a psu of mitzvah avere does exist in this world or not. For instance, take... Just mean this, as a moment is bavere. The moment is bavere. Why is Gozel different? Because Shol is a moment, the Kinyan is a Kinyan heter, the Kinyan is a Kinyan heter, and Gozel is the Kinyan, but the Kinyan... But the Gemara means simply, that's why I said before, that mitzvah avere, the Gemara uses in a variety of ways the Gemara uses mitzvah avere. Now, if we say like that, so Tesis remains no kashas, with no kashas. But Tesis asks, Im teima lekamon, de paslina nulep shol asheiro vesholira nedachas, mishum de michta shiurei, typiklo mishum mitzvah abob avere, vetu, amai sharinen, the lava shere, the mesh lava shere, the mesh means a shere which does not have to be burned. Yeah. All right, there's no ksusim mechteshure, anyway. So why do we have to say, I will have shalav in his oi, and I will have shalav in edachas? It's possible, why? Ksusim mechteshure, whatever needs shir, and is destined to be destroyed, there is no shir. All right, halacha mesh mesina, ksusim mechteshure. Simul ha-mitzvah avere. Is it, you say, like, teisves, as if the chefze is avere.
It's universal.
It's universal. It's kasha, kasha, all right, we'll see later. But if you don't say like Tesis, you say like the Raya. So a loch in moment applies only to Gozel. To Gozel, a moment shall have a Gozel be your day, is not Momene. Not in Momene, but what's got to do to other Haveras? If it is a loch in only in Lachem, it's is what is mitzvah? What does mitzvah of avere mean? Kiyan bavere, kiyan bavere, not kiyan beheta, but kiyan. It's applicable only to both. Then, but this is lishita sam. This lishita sam that all is not because of kiyanim. Not kiyan avere is not lachem.
But
Avera, if Avera somehow coincides with mitzvah or interferes with mitzvah, is personal. So why should Asherah near an edachas not be possible? It's mitzvah of Avera. That is, you see, these kashas are absolutely irrelevant. If you take the raivet in the secret suit in Yerushal. What does they censor? Let's just understand. Via shleimer de leidome le gezel. The machmas Avera sa gezel bo ha mitzvah shi yitzvei. אבל אנו, אותו מחמס אווירה שנאסס בי, מנופיק בי. What does they censor? They censor different terms. What they censor?
Yeah,
if the mitzvah had been impossible without it, the Avera is responsible for the mitzvah. But here, what? Here on the dachas, and shall I share it, the Avera is not responsible for the mitzvah. The chifetz, he so to say, is Osir. But I could make kind of aware not that the Iser is not responsible for my Kima Mitzvah. The fact that because I have the Esri, because it's Dira Nedachas, I would have gotten the Esri anyway. Whether Dira Nedachas had realized, I mean, the Esri would have been in Xelidoch if I hadn't committed the Avera of Xelidoch. It's a different law. The Ram Shiti is as. I know the person is nice. Most. What do you call? The Ram Shiti is in it. I'll look for most. Yes. See, I know the Ram Shiti. Okay, fine. Fine.
Well,
you said, yeah.
No. Was not with Locher Lachila 2 months
ago. What difference does it make? But well, if not for the Gzela, he didn't have the Esrik. If not for the Gzela, he wouldn't have had the Esrik. But here on the Dachas, the fact is that three grew in here on the Dachas. And on the three citrus. And there was all right. And then the Bnei Yehir had worshipped of Elizar. And then condemned the city as here on the Dachas. So what is God to do with Mitzvah? I could have seen. We kind of Mitzvah, even without her. This man. Yeah. Now, just a minute. I want just to finish it. Miu, yes, for him the Galsinen. There's actually for him the Galsinen. Like, come on, I'm a snitten. There's a shalashero. It's not my time, eh? Mishum davele mitzvah abob avera. There is, this is quote, a text, that ashero is a mitzvah avera. Is what, according to that girse, what is mitzvah abob avera? Is even if I could have been a kind of mitzvah, if the chefze is a chefze shall Yisrael, it's mitzvah abob. It absolutely, the chefze shall Yisrael has nothing to do. You see, with regard to Teisves, you could say something else. Teisves says because the Gzela is responsible for the fact, for the availability of the Esrik on the first day of Rosh Hashanah to him. While in Yerane Dachas, the Avera not responsible for the availability of the Esrik to him. That person, I could have answered something else. Why is it a mitzvah, Baba Avera? I'm trying to give another teretz of this discussion of Yerane Dachas. Why is it a mitzvah, Baba Avera? Why? Yerane Dachas. What is Yerane Dachas also? What is Yerane Dachas also? In Achille, in Anoe, right? Asherah, what is that? In Achille, in Anoe. What has it got to do with Netila? What has it got to do with Netila? What is the relationship between... I am afraid that this means it also. What is the relationship between the Netila? There is a Yisrael, but a Yisrael in Tile. A Netila is something outside of there. The Yisrael is Achille and Anoe. לסובך תבל בסכו, אבל יסחר, לידו להיות חמום אחר, היסר החילה, נו, ווקי פיטי זה היסר החילה, ווי זה תעבר את החפצה, זה החפצה של עבר, וזה ביבועד. אין גזלה, זה דיפרה. אין גזלה, זה עבר, איפה ווט זה עבר. פורן את השמיש, פורן את השמיש. Is der Esrik Avere vis-à-vis der Nitile? Der Iser auf der Esrik is related to Nitile. Because all Tashmish in Arosser oder Gazre. But in Niran et Dachas, der Esrik auf Iran et Dachas, oder der Esrik auf Redesore, oder der Esrik auf Trumet Mele, oder der Esrik auf Omachones Asures, auf Orle. But this all comes in and in Tesis Kashes. Auf Orle and that. Is it also, why is it also? Is it Issa? Issa for what? A Issa has got to be related to something, okay? A Issa should introduce a certain frame of reference. I also vis-a-vis what? For Achille, for Anoe. What's got to do with it? Is that okay? Why is Gzele? Gzele, if you say Gzele is Avere, it's not because I did Avere already. You say that Esrik Shal Gzela is Osor in what is Osor? Osor in what? In all Tashmishi, in all kinds of humans. Any humans. So it means the Avera is related. The character of Iser of the Esrik is related irrevocably to what? To the Nitilas Lulev. But a Esrik Shal Bacholis Asura is, a Esrik Shal Asura Noe, he's Avere vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-chile, but not vis-a-vis Nitile. This is basically a Teretz. I am so much convinced, I don't know. Tesis answers a different Teretz. Because the Iran Dachas is not responsible for the availability of the Esrik. I give you a Teretz, no mind, you don't need the mitzvah of Avere, availability, responsibility for that. Simply, there is no connection, there is no transition from the Avere of Achille to the Avere Avot, to Nitile. While there is a transition from Gzele to Nitile. All right, fine. But Tesis doesn't like this Girse. The Girse Meshubeshesi, Elotaimei, the reason is Mishum de Mechta Shurek Esrek, a different reason. There's the Edar Shurek, there's, yeah, the question is Mechta Shurek. Here is a question which is very interesting. This question, the Mogen Avrom says something in Erechayim, and Rabbi Kevevir comes, he's right, Vitzorchiyun, how could the Mogen Avrom say it? He says, Vadishem Yoherina, you know Rabbi Kevevir, Vitzorchiyun Godel, Vadishem Yoherina, Rabbi Kevevir was a tremendous bucky. Rabbi Kevevir doesn't mention the taste he speaks about it. The Mogen Avrom says, I ask you to require Shir. What the rest of the shir is, there are many tanoim, but with kibetz. Kibetz, huh? Ask about shir. The Gemara says, Daf Lamedalev on the base of the Gemara, who buys shir esri cotton, Rabbi Meir Eimer, Daf Lamedalev on the base. Rabbi Meir Eimer Kegis, Rabbi Yehud Eimer Kibetz. Who buys those an esri require shir, lav mishum de boy hoda, because it's a foda. If it's very little, very small, it's not a Gemara in late. משום דלגום הפרא, אם זה האסריק, it's too small, it's approved, it's not right. Not right. It's not because of order. So the Mogen Avrom says, יון תפשני, according to all רשני, מסחוסר כושר, we discussed it, so חוסר כושר. So the Mogen Avrom says, חוסר is kosher only if you left a shir kibetz in the mesrik. He cut off a piece, but the rest with which he wants to be yetzi tomorrow and after tomorrow, but he cut off so much that the rest has got the size of the minimum shiur, so it does not have psul choser, it does have psul shiur, since have psul shiur is possible yon tefshein eto. Comes a bit later, with all his naivete, and says, leizachisilov in dvar, the Esrik Shir is not because of Adam. The Esrik Shir is only because they come up here. So what do I care? Whether or not I get a Shir now, since I know once upon a time it had a proper size, so apparently the Esrik has matured and ripened on the tree. And that's all. By the Shem, you don't have reason, it will be kosher, you don't have reason to, but you have reason, it's possible for different reason, because kosher is possible. But you don't have shein kosher, how could Amor Abraham introduce the psul shiur? Rabbi Kvegel HaRechai. As Morris says, shiur is a criterion, not a psul in itself. A criterion to gauge whether or not the ethic is ripe or not. What's ripe? So what do you mean? If I cut off, the ethic is not going to happen. But the shame you are in, I'm talking about Rabbi Kvegel. Teisus asks, how can you say Ksusa Mechta Shura? Ksusa Mechta Shura is if you need Shur. And Shur per se is a Pesel, you say Ksusa Mechta Shura. Yeah. But Esther doesn't require Shur. What you need Shur is only as a method, as a symptom of what? Yes. So, what you can Ksusa Mechta Shura? What does Miksu Mashura? Advorim or Im, the Misrei for somehow forfeit Shurim. This is the Allah. Allah is Messina. They forfeit Shurim al-Pidim. But in actuality, so if you'll ask whether the Esrek has ripened on the tree or it's still raw, what will you say? The Esrek has ripened? So why is Ksusim after Shurim? It's the same question which Rabbi Kvega asked with regard to what? To Nechtach, Yontef Sheni, Teisus Az, Aksusim Echteshurim. Afalgav Damrine, and then Afalgav Damrine, Lekamon, Taime, Mishum de Legom Apere. So since a Legom Apere, what should be the conclusion? That Aksusim Echteshurim is inapplicable, or Aksusim Echteshurim? What he says? My time is passing, they come palpably. The Gemara says, perhaps the priest's order is palpably. Yeah. Pepper. Palpably. Why? I could never, I want to say it just by the way, a parenthetical remark. I could never understand. What is the idea in the Gemara? I'm afraid that if a carter from a rich priest's order is palpable, we'll go pepper me, you know, pepper. When I came to Eretz Israel, and I happened to see a tree, and the tree is beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful trees in Eretz Israel. The tree, it's hotter, like Morris said, at the I could never understand, I could never understand. What is the idea in the Gemara? I'm afraid that if a carter from a rich priest's order is pupil, we'll go pepper me, you know, pepper. When I came to Eretz Israel, and I happened to see a tree, and the tree is beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful trees in Eretz Israel. The priest's order, like Morris said, that the order should refer not to the pere, but to the... I could have never understood how the Gemara was the I did the Gemara preach, how does it be? What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara here, the Gemara Lamin. Gemara says, Eichene, Ninket Chode, Daf Lamin here, Dark. Ninket Chode, she take one pepper, Le Ninkre Le Kichoso. Ninket Reye Kloso, so they mean a full, a handful, Idoch echo dem Rachmon aber nicht nur ein Muschleisch. So why does this, why the Gemara rules out, why does the Gemara rule out people in, why? Uvon, the rest is the only one, Uvon is lame in Kal Nechosa. So this says, Esrik is too sure. What is this? Uvon shiur is kibetze. Kibetze is a big shiur, that's right. There is another shir in Esrik. What is the other shir in Esrik? Minka lekechose. The Gemara doesn't say kibetze. The Gemara doesn't say kibetze. The Gemara says what I've been in, a pupil is less than a beitze. The Gemara says, minka lekechose. How much is minka lekechose? Let's understand. What is beitze? You know what the size it is. This says the Esrik, this is Masber, how does Ksusa Mechteshura apply to Esrik, since the Shio Beitze is not a psul, an inherent psul in the Esrik, it's right. Just a kaisurian of which I judge, whether or not the Esrik had ripened or it's still unripe, not ripe. All right, fine. What does it mean?
When you hold it in your hand, you're
hand, they can still be seen.
Right. Not come see. If you see something, if you eat what? By the shape of hand, you recognize that he holds something. That he's holding something.
Not blocked in the hand.
Yeah. If I keep a small little pepper, so I mean, no one will say, I mean, whether my fist is empty or there is something. If there is a second size. What is the second size? It's not Beitze, it's much smaller than Beitze. Can be a knot or whatever, yes. But it should be conspicuous, obvious. If I should hold it in my grip, it should be obvious to people that someone should I don't recognize that I'm holding something. It is a shear. It's a shear. So Teisa says, Ksusa Mechtishura does not apply to Beitze. To Beitze, you don't say Ksusa Mechtishura, because Beitze is not a psul inherent in the Esrei. It's not. It's a criterion of that for ripeness. So what is Ksusa Mechtishura? But there is another shear in Esrei, much smaller than Beitze. You don't know about the size. But the shear of Minka Lekose, it should be of such a size that it should lend itself, I mean, it should simply be invisible, I mean, to others, that I have something in my grip, in my fist, yes. And this is a shear in Esrek itself. This is not as a criterion, as an extraneous criterion, but it's Ksuse Mechte Shure. It applies to all, that means not to Beitza, but to the smaller shear of Minka Lekhose, is Ksus Mechtashur, it is perfect. Now I want to show you that Rabbi Kveger, huh?
Very difficult.
Why? Esrig is too short.
A shear of Niris, of Minka.
Yeah. How much is it?
No, it has nothing to do with the quality of the
effort,
it has to do with the
kiche. No, this is the effort shown in kiche. If the effort is enrolled in kiche, it's absurd in the effort. It's absurd the size. The size, it's a shiur. It's a quantitative measurement. It's a certain volume which should be obvious, should become obvious, I mean, to others that I'm holding something. Ah? What is it? Schaefer also, here Lekan, so in Schaefer also the measure. If this is a shiur, not just a medium, a method for recognition of whether the Esrek is ripe or not, but this is a shiur which is inherent, intrinsic in the Esrek itself. So you apply, you certainly apply what aloche, ksusimach the shiur, disintegrated. That's what this is. The afal gav damrin lekamon. Taino mishum, de legwam hapeire. Is egg, it's in Beitze, actually, is not because of, he cannot be subject to Allah of Tzuse Mechteshure. Mikol mokim minen, the minkan lekichoso, the my time it passed in the kamon, pilpulin, is in the minkan lekichoso, is subject to what?
Tzuse
Mechteshure. Now, what do you want to ask? What? Just a moment, I'm coming to the Mechteshure. That's here, Rabbi Kveger. It is still a novel that he didn't mention Tesvos. But Rabbi Kveger's kasha remains. Because if the Morgen Abraham had said, it should not be less than Minka Lekechose, then Rabbi Kveger would ask any question. But the Morgen Abraham said, Beitzer is even according to Tesvos, not subject to what? To Ksusa Mechteshure, nor is it subject to Chtiche the second day, because it's only going to appear. Is that not Rabbi Kveger? What's Rabbi Kveger? But Rabbi Kveger, obviously, the Morgen Avraham is, he would agree with the Morgen Avraham. If the Morgen Avraham had said what, he should not less ki Mikra Chosh, it's a much smaller size. But the Morgen Avraham said, Beitze, and Beitze Rabbi said, what do you care whether now there is a Beitze or not? Since it had the size of a Beitze, it is come Gmar Pecher. I want to show that Rabbi Kveger did not contradict Tesis. However, he should have mentioned Tesis, he should have said so. He doesn't mention Tesis. All right, fine. Okay. Now Tesis another kasha of mitzvah Baba Vere. The kasha is actually on the Dachas, Tesis rejected. because the Aveir is not responsible for the Kiyum Mitzvah. Or the way I said to you, there is no relationship between the Aveir of the Chepetz and the Tirei. But now this comes up with Matzah. The Gemara says, "Umi yutene perek al shor." The Sanye ein adam yetze the Matzah b'teva. Now that's only teva. All macholas asuris. The Dorish from the Kol Gemara is a separate gezakos. Shiva Shem Techo Matzah of Chometz. If there is a Yisrael besides Chometz, another Yisrael. Gzera people know what does the Gemara need a separate gzera zakos? Mishum mitzvah abob avere. The kiroch lisure. The nafik yedei matze. The previous teretz apparently does not help. Wouldn't help out here, huh? The previous teretz for Yiran Nedachas wouldn't help out here, because in Yiran Nedachas, you know, when he takes the lulav, there is no aver. So what? Why should it be possible? Because the aver made the mitzvah possible, and in Yiran Nedachas the aver didn't make the mitzvah possible. But here, in Matzah, it's not a mitzvah for Chile. Matzah is a mitzvah for Chile. If I eat tevu, I eat Yisr. Why isn't a mitzvah above Avere? What's the answer? Here, my teretz is also a main. There is no relationship, no, there is a relationship. There is no relationship between Macholes Asures and Itile, but there is a pretty good relationship between Macholes Asures and Macholes Matzah. This is Tesis remains there with the Kasha. But Tesis, again, Tesis Yad Shita Sein, there is a Mitzvah Avere, is not a question of Lachem.
Yes,
puzzled everything. You go to Achrenim. Achrenim have never suspected that there are Rishenim who disagree with the whole principle. And the limit, Mitzvah Avere, only to Lulev, is actually, Rashi says, in Psochim, at the Gemara brings the Pasuk, Rashi says in Psochim, we have a Mitzvah Abob Avere. That Rashi in Psochim says. If you have a Gemara Psochim, I'll show it to you, don't have to trust me. Is it somewhere, does someone have a Gemara Psochim? Again, I was sleeping. Do you ever get my absorption? I'll watch you show it. All right, fine. Yeah. Beim Riedele Kamon, Psochim das Lam, daf Lam, Medeo Medalot, Tav Rashi. Beim Riedele Kamon, Mishi Yisure, Mishum Baltech, Uchamet Lavade, Ati Yitzebo, Lishumat, Yotze Mishi, Yeshle Yisra Acher. In Name, Hab Yolo Mitzvah, Bob Arena. Rashi says it. Tav Rashi, the third line from the Tav. Rashi says it. In Matze, I'll tell you, in Matze, would be a question not only according to the Rambam, in Tesvers, but even according to the Raivet. Why? Because in Matzah is also a loche of Matzahschem. There are Rishenim, just a moment. There are Rishenim who say that Matzah needs Lachem, or Poshet Lachem. This is Tesvers Shite. The Rambam Shite is that Matzah doesn't require Lachem. Matzahschem is only to exclusion of Momen Goveah. But if it's Momen Heget, but again, I made a mistake. Again, to Matzah doesn't apply. What will you say? What will you say? If it's a loche from Momen Chavere, it applies only to Gozo. Matzah Gzure would be Mitzvah Babavere. Because Matzah Gzure, I say like that, even though Matzah does not need loche, this is if I borrow Matzah Shule. But if I gave him Matzah, it's like Sukkah. If you need Matzah Shem, but if the Matzah is Chale, if the Matzah is Tevel, so what do I say? What do I say? There's no Loch of Mitzvah Avere according to the Raivet. But Mitzvah Avere renders the moment, which Mitzvah Avere renders the moment, a moment, a Gezel, only Gezel. What else can render? If the Matzah is Tevel, so, all right, so the Avere makes it, cancels what? My rights or my property claims, my kiyonim. Gezel is a loche if the key and its einish alei B'teres Yisrael is Pochel. But Yisur Achille is according to the Raive, there is only one Avera which renders Mitzvah B'Lech. This is Gezer. And restricted to all those Mitzvahs when Lochem plays a role. But all Yisurim have no application. But Teisves L'Shitasar, that's why Teisves is simply gets out of one kasha and actually plunges into another kasha. And that's what we have accomplished today. We have shown that there are two sheets of Shem, yes? What do you say? Say a little out. Yeah, that's exactly what I asked.